What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Backport Sports Podcast with your man, Quan.
And your man, Fonz.
And we appreciate you guys for watching and subscribing to our channel. That last video we put out blew up, man, and we just want to appreciate everyone that commented, liked, and subscribed here recently. And those of you that haven't, please do that. Please subscribe. Please like and comment and share if you can and if you will.
Yeah, 1100 of y'all.
Yeah, all 1100 of y'all. So man, Father, let you take it over from here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just to piggyback, my man said, "Yo, if you like the video, just go ahead and hit that subscribe button because we trying to go places. So you know, look out for us and appreciate y'all." All right, so. The story we're going to go over today is whether or not T. Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase should take the axe from Cincinnati. Now, let me give you a little background. Before the 23 season, the Bengals was trying to work out a deal with T. Higgins, and it did not go nowhere. Yet he still played in 2023. Let's go over some of the things that so they figured the Bengals figured that they're gonna have to franchise tag him, but that franchise tag is gonna be expensive. I'll tell y'all why later. So let's talk about T. Higgins. Now let's keep in mind that he did experience a little injury this past season. So his regular season stats were okay. But again, he's the number two option in that offense. His regular season stats were 76 targets, 42 receptions, 656 yards, 15.6 yards averaging, five touchdowns, and his longest reception was 80 yards. Again, he's the number two option in that system behind Ja'Marr Chase. Now, there has been talk that T. Higgins could be a number one somewhere, and I'm 50-50 on that one. I'm 50-50 on that. He could be, though. Because he's a physical receiver. He's the possession type receiver. You know, like how Anquan Boldin was in that area. And then Ja'Marr Chase, you know, he takes the top off. So he was on his rookie contract. It was 4 years for $8,686,785. His signing bonus was $3.8 million. And right now he's a free agent. So the total His total contract in all was almost $5.9 million. So, and the cap, but see, the cap hit was something that Cincinnati had to eat up. And for good reason, because with those two on the field together, especially the year they went to the Super Bowl, Cincinnati was the only team in the AFC outside of Tom Brady's Patriots to break through the Mahomes aura to go to the Super Bowl. They lost, but they went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Now here I came up with some solutions to help solve this problem. And it's a good problem to have, and it's a bad problem to have at the same time. I came up with solutions. In the next few months, just go ahead and sign him to a contract. You already paid your quarterback. Go ahead and sign him. Do you risk letting Ja'Marr Chase walk? Probably. Especially because I think Ja'Marr Chase is in the contract year this year, this season coming. And so let's say he balls out. You know, Ja'Marr Chase has been kind of banged up. He was banged up last year. I want to say, I forget the amount of games that he missed. But sign him to that deal, which should be between $24 million to $30 million a year. So that means T. Higgins got to have a 1,000-yard season. He got to get about 1,200. Or you franchise tag him, then trade him. That way he can go to a team. The team has to sign him to a long-term agreement. And then you can get some draft picks. You can get at least a second, at minimum a second. And and you can get another draft pick in the next.
Maybe even a third.
Right. So here's the thing. Cincinnati Bengals got a lot of money tied up. They got Trey Hendrickson on the books. They got Sam Hubbard on the books. They got even Orlando Brown Jr. on the books. So, to me personally, if I was a GM I just paid my quarterback. I just paid a left tackle who's not really a left tackle. He's playing, and I respect the hustle because that's baby Zeus. He playing the same position that his daddy played, RIP. Trey Hendrickson on the books and Sam Hubbard. I would just go ahead and do that because the thing is, the tag is $22 million. It's almost $23 million for next year for the franchise tag for wide receivers. That's what I would do. I mean, his numbers, his career numbers, to me, they don't tell the whole story. But in 2020, he had 908 yards. That's almost, he's what, 92 yards away from a 1,000-yard season. Six touchdowns. 2021, 1,091. 2022, 309. I think that was the year he was hurt a lot in 2021. 2022, 1,029. And then hold up. I think the 2022 playoffs, he had 148 for a tub. So he had eight touchdowns in 2022. And last year, 656. So he has decent numbers, but they don't tell the complete story because he did spend some time missing games. On contrast, Jamar Chase, in his career, 268 catches for 3,717 yards. Now, granted, yes, T. Higgins been in the league longer. But here's the kicker. Jamar Chase has had a 1,000-yard season every year he's been in the league. So he's your bona fide number one. He's your bona fide number one. That's well established. And T. Higgins will be your number two. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You can't keep both of them. You cannot keep
both of them. Somebody got to go.
Cincinnati going to have to make a choice. And I think the choice is obvious to franchise tag him and trade him. It's going to sound bad. Y'all going to get at me in the comments. I'm here for it. Y'all know I'm going to answer back and stand on my soapbox and say what I said. So my man, go ahead, man. Go on, have your business.
Who would I get rid of first between Higgins and Chase? And I think my answer, unfortunately, would have to be T. Higgins. And I like Higgins. I honestly do. Sometimes T. Higgins can be seen as the countable receiver.
Yeah.
But let's not forget who can be looked to be why T. Higgins is successful. You know, we talked about Jamar Chase and his statistics since he's been in the league, you know, 1,000-yard seasons ever since he's been in. He only been in 3 years. T. Higgins came in 2020, and he almost had a 1,000-yard season his rookie year. But outside of that, like my man said already, he only had two over 1,000-yard seasons receiving in his career since he's been in. But man, Chase is obviously, like you said, the bona fide number one. I mean, you know, T. Higgins, he's countable when Chase is not there. His catch percentage goes up when Chase isn't around.
Yeah.
So he definitely shows up when needed. And that's what I like about Higgins. And at first, when I seen this question, I was like, well, you know, maybe they could sacrifice Chase. But honestly, man, if Joe is as good as people say he is, he don't need – he basically almost got two number ones. he basically already got two bona fide number one receivers. But if Joe is as good as they say he is, then I don't feel like he really necessarily needs him. So in my opinion, I feel like they should either franchise tag him, which honestly, looking at Cincinnati, I don't think the franchise tag would be smart. They got to let somebody go, because if you're going to spend $20 to $25 million on a franchise tag, and you look at the Cincinnati team, they need help within the trenches. They need offensive linemen, defensive linemen. They need some help in that area. So they need to spend their money wisely. I feel like they should definitely keep Chase. They need to go ahead and sign that man, because even when he missed five games, he still had over 1,000 yards. Now, we've just seen T. Higgins miss five games, and he only had – he barely had 700.
Right.
So, and that's and that may be because he's a number two and he don't get all the, you know, the receptions or whatever, which, you know, he still did get about 42 targets, but still, you know, he's a number two. But you got to keep your number one. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep Chase because the defense is that's where they're going to lean towards. Even if you keep T. Higgins, they still going to focus on containing Ja'Marr Chase because he's your number one. He's the guy that's gonna beat and take the top off the defense. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep him. You can find other receivers out there in the free agency, maybe even in the draft, that could help this team for a cheaper price. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, man, T. Higgins. If I got to choose, T. Higgins got to go, man, because Ja'Marr Chase is that number one. He's one at least the top five receiver in the NFL. So keep him, man. Keep him and let Higgins walk. And you'll save, like I said, that cap hit, you'll save on that because you can invest in other areas and make this team, which I don't want you to, but you can make this team a better looking team if you just play it smart and don't invest in trying to play both of them. Right. it's not possible, man. But Higgins has definitely stepped up when Chase is not around. Let's look at the statistic part of it. Higgins without Chase, he's ran 155 routes. He's had 27 receptions, 382 yards, 2 touchdowns. His target slash route percentage is 25. His yards per route is like 2.46. His EPA slash target is 0.39. Compared to when Chase is there, it's like 0.32. So, like I said, it definitely jumps. And I'm not taking anything from Higgins because I like Higgins. He's a big physical receiver. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you got to stick with your number one, man. You got to stick with it.
And that was a good take. It could come down to T. Higgins taking the team-friendly deal. Here's my problem with that. You're asking a man to be cheap about it when he got to feed. NFL players got a lot of people in their pocket. Let's just go. I'm gonna call it what it is.
Yes.
NFL players got a lot of people in their pocket. They gonna have that uncle come back that he ain't seen in 10 years. Like, hey nephew, uncle so and so was on bad. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. You gotta pay his agent. I mean, the agent get like maybe 1-2% of the salary. Some ages is like 10%. You know, it falls in that range. Mm-hmm. So you got a lot to consider with these contracts. Speaking of money, the estimated cap space for the Cincinnati Bengals this offseason is estimated to be $53.2 million. So if you put $27 million, because he's going to want some guaranteed money on that too. So if you put $27 million, so let's say, we're going to say about $30 million. So you ain't got number $20 million left, and you still got to build that offensive lineup because they were teeing off from Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Right.
Joe Burrow was starting to become the new Eli Manning because they were teeing off on him. So, I mean, at the end of the day, like you said, you got to keep your number one, but you got to figure out a way to keep both of them. That's why I'm not a GM, because I'm going to be cheap about it. I'm like, yeah, hey, appreciate you, big dog. but you know, I'm sure you're going to get that contract somewhere else. And there's a lot of teams that'll line up to sign T. Higgins. That's just
exactly. I'm pretty sure if he hit the free agency, he's definitely going to be signed because he's a great receiver. He's not better. He's not a better overall receiver than Chase, but he's definitely a bona fide number two, maybe a number one in some systems. But
I could see him playing like the Anquan Boldin role with Larry Fitzgerald, and that's what and kind of if you think about it, that's what the Cincinnati Bengals were doing. I'm not saying on the level of greatness of a Fitzgerald because Fitzgerald, people sleep on him. He's a Hall of Famer. I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he ain't never won a Super Bowl. So what? Look at the numbers. Tell me what the numbers say, and then we can come back to it. Ja'Marr Chase was that Larry Fitzgerald type. And then T. Higgins had that Anquan Boldin, even though we all know Anquan Boldin was drafted first before Larry Fitzgerald. But they still had 1,000-yard seasons apiece with at the beginning sub-quarterback play, which was crazy. So, hey, if I'm T. Higgins, yeah, I'm trying to get that money. Yeah, I'm trying to get, you know, what the market dictates for a wide receiver, and that's going to be about $30 million a year. But hey, it is what it is. I don't get paid to make that decision. But let us know in the comments, man. Let us know what you guys think. Y'all, look, let me tell y'all something. Y'all sold out on that Micah Parsons video, man. Y'all sold out for real. And then we thank y'all. So if we get those type of viewers, I want everybody that watches this video to subscribe to the channel. And I'm gonna tell you why. Not only are we growing this channel, which we're trying to do big things this year with this channel, some things that y'all will be a part of. The biggest thing is that once we get that number 100th subscriber, we're going to drop you a Cash App. We ain't going to tell you how much it is just yet. We want it to be a surprise. So, you know, just subscribe, man. And then, you know, hit the like button. Y'all liking the video, subscribing, it pushes up, man. And like that Micah Parsons joint, man, yo, y'all showed out. And we appreciate you, man. We really do. So, man, I'm good for the day now. You got anything else you want to add, boss, man?
Not at all, bro.
All right, man. This has been the Bad Boy Sports Podcast with your man, Fonz.
And Quan.
And we out, y'all.